out, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
That is the incomparable Too Short with Blow the Whistle. Man, I love that song. That whistle, it's just a whistle. But, man, that's good stuff. And boy, I had to be very careful about the section of that song that I played for this opening. Hey, everybody. My name is Alan Gygax. I'm here with Michael Brazemley.
Hi, everyone.
And this is the Postal Stand-Up. And today we're going to talk about the 3849. It's something that we deal with every day, but there are little nuances to it that you guys need to know about. And the first thing that we have to cover is when you're leaving notice, there's only so many checkboxes that you can put for, you know, what kind of article it is, and is it big, is it small, is it a package, large envelope or letter, does it need a signature, and so on. And you need to fill out all the appropriate boxes. Back in the olden days, when Michael and I first started, we had different 3849s where you had to write the entire article
tracking number.
Yeah, the full tracking number. You had to put it on there. And it wasn't enough. Like, some carriers would get lazy and they'd only write the last four digits or something. And that wouldn't work. Did you ever have to deal with that, like, as a clerk, having to go find items for people?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, if you didn't have that information, it made it a lot harder.
Yep.
So, in addition to, you know, being able to come down to the post office to pick up your item, those are also used to request redelivery. And so, it is very important that when you are filling that out, if, let's say, it's like a certified letter, if they're going to request redelivery and there's a green card on there, a 3811 that needs a separate physical signature, then the 3849 alone is not enough to get that done. So, Michael, if you...
Because the customer has to sign for it.
Because the customer has to be physically there to sign for it. And so they can't just sign the back of the 3849 and that's good enough. And dude, my mailman who delivers to my house, he has left certified letters in my mailbox, which is awful. And then I recently got a certified letter from the National Committee on Appeals, and it had a 3811 on it. I didn't know that. He left me a 3849. I signed it. And then the next day, the certified letter was in my mailbox with the 3811 torn off. What happened to that? Who signed for it? I don't know. But I know that this customer didn't get the service they paid for.
Right.
So, Michael, if you have a 3811, how do you indicate that on your 3849?
I say the customer must pick up, as I put it on the comments. Okay, on other.
Right.
Check mark the other.
Yeah, the very bottom checkbox is
and I
other.
And must pick up. And then on the top, where it says letter, I write certified.
There
so
you go.
That way it is easy for the clerk to look and go, oh, this is certified. And they have to
right.
Must pick up means they have to sign for it.
Yeah, there you go. So I do something.
I make it easy for the clerks.
Yep. I do something very similar. I'll usually only check letter. I don't add that it's a certified. And then down at the bottom, I will check signature required. And then I'll put an additional checkbox, check mark in other, and I'll write must be present receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right? Yeah. Same thing.
And then on certified, I put that it's registered, or I'll put down it that it's express.
Right, whatever the additional service is.
Because I know that it'll save time for the clerk.
It does, so that way they know where to look for it.
Yep.
But in theory, that's what the QR code is for. Because that QR code, when you scan your 3849, that's supposed to tie it in the system to that piece. And so the clerk should be able to scan that QR code and look up what kind of piece it is. But it doesn't work that way, does it? No, it doesn't. It works for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
They can scan the QR code, go on to USPS.com, and then request redelivery, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for whatever reason, the clerks don't have a QR reader to see, oh, this is a certified letter. That's, you know,
3849, that is a convenience that we allow customers to use.
Right.
For their benefit, and that to help out the post office. So
It benefits everybody to properly use the 3849.
Exactly.
And I'm going to remind you guys one more time. I don't think I've gone over it on here, but that 3849, after you fill it out, that slip is supposed to go in the mailbox. That is the secure location. That is what the M41 says, or I'm not positive it's in the M41.
No,
but
it's not. You can put it on the door.
Well,
It says that you can put it on the door.
I'm sure that I've seen it somewhere okay. You know what? I'm not going to argue with it because we're at the end of our time.
Yeah, because you're supposed to put it in something secure area.
Yeah.
And the door, if there is a security you can put on the door, you can do that. Same with the mailbox.
We're going to let that lie. Okay. We'll get into this. We'll have another debate episode. Yeah.
Because here's the thing is, if the 3840 is in the box, did you even try to go to the door?
Yeah, I did.
You know,
and
I know you do.
Yeah.
I'm saying other.
No, I get you. And I've had that argument with management before. All right. We're not going to argue that here. Yeah. We're going to wrap it up. Guys, thank you much, very much for listening. And we will catch you next time. Where you get that from? Brad and Mike spin one. Let me hit that blunt. Pimp C, 8 Ball and MJG. Keep hell yeah, 8 Ball and MJG. Bun B, that's Texas B.